Movieland Arcade has seen generations pass through its doors. Vancouver graphic designer Roger Allen recalls the atmosphere that made an impression on him as a suburban teenager looking for adventure in the city.
It was full of pinball machines, and basically it had older video games and some R-rated games, some of which I remember, like Gal's Panic and Video Strip Poker. There was always the same older chain-smoking Asian man standing in a little kiosk as you entered. At that time, I remember the arcade had a real tense atmosphere. It was really run down, really dark, shabby. And the further you move through the arcade, the darker and less crowded it got. halfway back through the room, I remember there was sort of a break between two games. And you could walk through that, and it was basically pitch black. But there were a bunch of porn booths that basically stood in the dark. And I hear these porn booths are the only ones to this day that play 8mm films. And beyond that, there was a washroom. But I never went back into this area, as it actually, even at that age, it looked truly foreboding.
Movieland was unique when considered alongside other arcades. Roger Allen considers how Movieland always felt like a relic from the past, even though arcades are typically about the future.
The traditional neon sign out front, to me, seemed odd, as the name Movieland Arcade, and then it said Games, Movies, Shooting. It's interesting in the way that it doesn't, in my mind, and I'm a product of the arcade era, it doesn't really reflect arcades, because arcades were always this idea of modernity kind of thing. You know, they're always about being in space or something like that. It's an old-time carnival game kind of sign in a way. So even in the 80s, that sign was outdated. But it was interesting because it was different, and that was probably what attracted you to it, because it was it felt city. It felt like a city, you know. There was people smoking and people that looked dangerous, and it was a place where you went as much for the thrill of the characters in there as it was for the games themselves.